The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? The secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 14 members present. Senator Ferguson is excused from a call today, but I see he's here.
See, the Finance Committee is meeting. Would you make a notation that the Finance Committee is in session? Our chaplain today is again Pastor J.R. Matthews of the First Baptist Church.
Dear Lord, for being the great God of the Lord, we each and every one give you our thanks. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us for not being all that you desire for us to be. Bless each member of the Senate as they conduct the affairs before them today. Help each one to be mindful not only of their responsibility, but also their privilege in being here. Grant each of us a sense of your direction in our life. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 135th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent that the journal of the 135th day be approved to certify.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Bradley.
Take great pleasure in introducing the son of our chaplain, Matthews, Jeff Matthews.
Any other introduction of guests? Senator Rohde.
In the car gallery is a distinguished citizen from my hometown, a member of the Municipal Assembly, Dave Rose.
Oh. Messages from the governor.
Messages of May 25th. Dear Mr. President, I am allowing to become law without my signature and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 286, amending the Fiscal Year 76 General Appropriations Act, Chapter 49. This bill presents an interesting legal question which I would like to note. Does the legislature have the power to take additional subsequent action after it has duly made an appropriation to the other branches of government? In this particular matter, however, the reduction the bill makes in the appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for fiscal year 76 has been exceeded by the amount of the appropriation which has already been lapsed. As a result, the bill can have no actual effect and therefore should result in no conflict or controversy when it becomes law. I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 312, Regulation of Educational Institutions, Chapter 50. Senate Bill Number 57, Bond Requirement for Real Estate Surety Fund, Chapter 51. House Bill Number 95, Bonds of the Alaska State Housing Authority, Chapter 52, House Bill Number 308 amended, Electrical Administrators, Chapter 53. Dear Mr. President, I am allowing to become law without my signature and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 180, Licenses for Sale of Alcoholic Beverages, Chapter 54. I do not support the removal of the requirement to give public notice for renewal applications by existing licensees. However, I do not consider the potential problem created sufficient to warrant a veto, as alternative methods for notice are possible. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board may itself issue statewide notice once a year, soliciting comments from the public on all license renewals. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Dear Mr. President, I am allowing to become law without my signature and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 90, Domestic Animals, Chapter 55. I am concerned about the final provision of the bill repealing certain provisions of the law relating to open range land, specifically the section defining a legal fence and the section providing that an owner of an animal which enters upon land enclosed by a legal fence shall be liable to the landowner. By repealing these sections, substantial doubt and uncertainty is created concerning the rights of a person owning land in an open range district to protect himself from possible damage caused by another's domestic animals. The present statute clearly provides for liability. Its repeal suggests that the owner of animals is no longer to be liable to the landowner. Yet general principles of tort law as well as common sense suggest that the landowner, if he puts up a fence to keep animals off his property, should be entitled to damages if the animals knock down the fence and come upon his property. Repeal of the definition of a legal fence further complicates this issue and leaves in doubt the current law. I am hopeful that the legislature might clarify this next session. I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Bill Number 197, amended House, Sale of Subsistence Caught Fish Eggs. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 188, Membership on the Alaska Code Commission and Criminal Law Revision Subcommission, Chapter 57. I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Concurrent Resolution Number 72, commending Anchorage International Airport Fire Security Section. Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 73, honoring the memory of Emory F. Tobin. House Concurrent Resolution Number 78, honoring Ruth Anderson, Beatrice Shepherd, and Herman Trivette. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32, annulling student loan indebtedness regulation. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 64, recalling the life of Cedric Davis. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor.
Messages from the other House.
Message of May 24, the House has passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 57, Legislative Teleconferencing Network, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 57, amended House and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I was moving to ask unanimous consent to action on SCR 57, the calendar. The prime sponsor, Senator Sackler.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, SCR 57 will be placed to the foot of the calendar or at such other time as the Finance Committee may be on the floor and we may take it up as a special order of business.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Standing Committee reports?
The State Affairs Committee had Senate Concurrent Resolution 67, annulling Department of Natural Resources for use of state land, under consideration, and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Huber and Willis signed do pass. 67 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 2 amended, authorizing state land to be made available as home sites under consideration, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee Substitute, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and Senator Butrovich, no recommendation. Signing do pass were Senators Huber, Croft, and Meeland. Two has a further referral to Finance. The Resources Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 137, Judiciary amended, civil penalties for discharges of oil under consideration, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute, and reports it back as follows. Senator Poland, Chairman, and Senator Cross signed do pass. Senators Buttrevich, Mielen, and Huber signed no recommendation. 137 has a further referral to judiciary.
Is that all of the...
Those are the only standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
Oh, I have my rules. I'm sorry, I have the calendar. The Rules Committee had House Joint Resolution 41 amended, use of coal as fuel at Fort Richardson and Elmendorf Air Force Base under consideration, and recommends that it be placed on Thursday's calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Holman. This resolution does appear on tomorrow's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
May 19, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Free Conference Committee, which has had Committee Substitute for House Bill 195 and Committee Substitute for House Bill 195 amended Senate under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 195, regulation of the drilling of deep wells other than oil or gas wells, be adopted. Signing Senate members, Senator Huber, Chairman, Senator Rohde, Senator Tillian, House members, Representative Cotton, Representative Chatterton, Representative Smith.
Senator Huber. You have the floor, sir. Is there any further discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the adoption of the Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 195? The question before us is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 195? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 16 yeas.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 195. Senate will stand at ease. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And that having no further referral, it be referred to rules.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
If we wanted to draw a bill, withdraw a bill, or discharge a bill from committee, does that mean we have to have 11 votes on the floor, like it was the immunity bill, or do we have to have 11 votes on the floor? Would you, through the chair, to the rules chair?
We'll ask the rules chairman to take that under advisement. We'll, without objection, we will revert to standing committee reports.
The Finance Committee had House Concurrent Resolution Number 10, the upgrading and maintenance of the Fairview Loop Road in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, chairman, and Senators Meeland and Buttrovich signed do pass. Senators Holman, Croft, Tillian, and Orsini signed no recommendation. 10 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 1, Finance amended, termination, continuation, or reestablishment of certain boards and commissions under consideration and recommends that it do pass with an amendment and a new fiscal note with a report. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, do pass, concurring Senator Meeland. Senators Holman, Croft, Tillian, Orsini, and Buttrovich signed no recommendation. House Bill 1 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had House Bill 192, Supplemental Appropriation, Department of Natural Resources for Chapter 113, Session Law 76 under consideration and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute with a new title. Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 192 Finance with a new title. And a majority do pass. Signing the majority report with Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Croft, Meeland, and Tillian. Senator Buttrovich signed no recommendation. 192 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 254, Matters of Public Information under consideration and reports it back as follows. Senator Holman, chairman, and Senator Rohde signed do pass. Senators Coletta, Ziegler, and Tillian signed no recommendation. 254 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Senate Bill 337, Special Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 337 Resources and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Croft, Meeland, Tillian, Buttrovich, and Orsini. 337 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports.
Special committee reports. We might as well take up SCR 57, I believe, at this time. Senator Sackett expressed to me that he had no objection to our taking it up in his absence. Would the Secretary read?
The House has passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 57, Legislative Teleconferencing Network, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 57, amended House, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the Senate concur in the House amendment to SCR 57. Mr. President, the changes occurred on page 1, line 21 of the resolution. They deleted committee chairman, and then also they made a change on page 2 at line 8. They added a subparagraph 4. Task force shall have no more than 20 members, and they also included one additional city on line 13. They added the city of Ketchikan.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 57 as amended by the House? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 15 yeas and one nay.
And so House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 57, as amended by the House, has passed the Senate.
I think that brings us down to the dated calendar.
Yes, would you proceed, Madam Secretary?
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 89, Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to state aid for school construction and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority reports it back without recommendation. Signing the majority report was Senator Orsini, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner and Hackney. Senator Willis signed do pass. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with the majority no recommendation. Signing the majority report was Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Orsini, Butrovich, and Holman. Senators Croft and Meeland signed do pass. Here's the Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Butrovich. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 89 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to state aid for school construction and providing for an effective date. There's an amendment number one by Senator Ferguson. On page 1, line 14, delete 2 and insert 3. On line 16, delete 1977, insert 1978. On line 19, delete 2 and insert 3. And on line 21, delete 77 and insert 78.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary, I believe I must have this the wrong bill, or else the amendment is in error. Calling for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 89, Finance.
Do you have Senate Committee Substitute?
Oh, let me see here. No, I do not. I'm sorry.
Senator Ferguson is not here, Mr. President.
Oh, okay. I've got it now.
It's on the Senate Committee Substitute. It's right for that.
I didn't have the Senate Committee Substitute.
Could it be reread, Mr. President?
Yes, would the Secretary reread the amendment, please?
Okay, on line 14 and line 19, you delete 2 and insert 3. And on line 16 and 21, you delete 1977 and insert 1978.
Does everybody have that? Is it necessary to read the amendment again? Senator Ray.
I move to adopt the amendment.
You have the floor, sir.
What it does is to change the 2 years to 3 years and the effective date from 77 to 78. In one place. Not the effective date, but the payment.
Senator, could I ask you, as I understand, this would, in effect, we're deferring the bill a year, so when you change the 2 to 3, you are, in fact, then going back and picking up the same money, though, but out of a different year's budget, in effect. Senator Croft?
I would object to the amendment. this bill was worked out with representatives of the administration to address the particular problem of school construction projects that had already been constructed or were so near completion that there wouldn't be a substantial change in them, and thus providing full 100% funding would involve the problem of districts wanting more elaborate facilities than maybe were necessary. If you extend this to July 178, it gives the districts an entire year to construct new facilities. The reason there is an effective date of July 178 on the bill is, one, the administration insisted it was that way, and two, the school board have unanimously taken the position that they did not want us to provide increased school funding, even if it means tax relief, for the immediately ensuing fiscal year. While I happen to disagree with that position, I think it's necessary to have that effective date in order to get this done. The bill, as it came out of Senate Finance, is going to have a price tag of the neighborhood of $12 million on it. We don't know what the price tag on the amendment would be. It obviously is going to make the bill more expensive, but part of the problem with it is that there's no way to determine how much more expensive it's going to be. And I think that with regard to future school construction, what we should do is take a look at that in the interim. The administration has agreed to do that, and then come back with a plan to address that next session. And without the amendment, the bill does just that.
Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Ray.
He has outlined that I think it should also be obvious that he is not certain how much, if any, there would be an increase in the money. The district more latitude for the districts. In other words, he gives one more year latitude for them to in which to make the improvements or make the application for the retirement of the principal and interest. There's no way anybody could say how much this is going to cost, or if it is indeed going to cost anything.
Senator Croft.
What Senator Ray has said is not entirely untrue.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I think that Senator Senator from Juneau glosses over the fact that this amendment would well have the effect of giving the school districts operate in public treasury, and it's something that we want to be very cautious about.
Any further discussion? Senator Bratovich. Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Ray. Senator Bratovich. Senator Ray.
Once again, anybody that knows anything about school construction understands that you don't build one overnight and you plan for it. The lead time of planning for this school is usually around 5 years. So what we're really talking about here is just programs and projects that are already in the making. They're already lined up, ready to go. I'm not talking about anything additional. You couldn't put something additional online in 1 year.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
Right.
Would so many as favor the adoption of Senator Ferguson's amendment say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay?
No.
The noes have it. The amendment has failed.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Committee substitute for House Bill
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 89 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to state aid for school construction and providing for an effective date.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Senator Curtula.
Congratulate the authors and the Finance Committee. It's the single most important thing we can do for the impact of the boroughs this session. I, for one, appreciate it.
Senator Orsini, I didn't know there's... I thought there was somebody else calling for the floor. Senator Orsini.
Mr. President, I think we've been very generous to the schools here this year, and of course that's generosity to our own municipalities. I would like to bring up the point that there are other important needs that the municipalities need. It seems to me that we're going perhaps too far in the being generous to schools and not far enough on some other municipal needs. We have not addressed any kind of increase in other forms of revenue sharing. Perhaps the police or fire or other very needed services. In my opinion, I'm going to vote the bill, but I think we'll be going perhaps a little too far in one direction, and I consider not the other very needed services.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, Senator Rohde is right about the community needs of our municipalities, but we're not being generous to schools in this case. We're being generous to local taxpayers. This is the one thing we can do this year that will actually have the effect of reducing local property taxes. I think it's a very worthwhile thing when we can do it, and I am very pleased that we've done it.
Senator Huber.
President, I was going to say that between the last two arguments, we're not being generous to anybody. We're shouldering a portion of our burden under the Constitution, which says that the state shall establish and maintain the public education system. Not pass it on to the boroughs. We've already done that. And we're just giving back a little bit what we've already failed to do.
Senator Orsini.
Mr. President, if I could be assured that property taxes would vastly decline because of our actions here and perhaps the quality of our schools would significantly increase, I'd be much more assured that we're doing the right thing. I think it's been shown in the past that when we increase funding towards education, that education is more expensive. I'm not sure it does get better, I think, but I'm not sure it's in direct proportion to that. And there are other needs, and I think I could predict that we're not going to benefit as much from our local taxes as we are spending from our state budget. President?
Senator Curtula has not yet spoken on this bill.
Mr. President, in an area that unfortunately has bedrooms for the greater Anchorage area, the industry, we are terribly impacted. We're almost in a running fight between the needs of the school and the taxpayers and administrators. And there's no way to solve it but to come to the state for relief. This does that. This is of assistance. And I support the legislation. It's vitally important. It's ahead of any other thing we can do for the boroughs, including water, fire protection, etc.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, Senator Huber is absolutely correct. This bill is long overdue, and there's no question that the proper burden belongs on the state. With regard to Senator Orsini's comment about tax relief, this piece of legislation will mean approximately 6% reduction in expenditures in my district, in the Anchorage area. And our local assembly has made a firm commitment that much of it is possible. In fact, I expect almost all of it to be transmitted into direct property tax relief.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I am absolutely amazed listening to some of the silver tongued orators here explain the necessities of this bill and how the municipality should have it. I guess they only supposed to have it for 2 years, not 3 years. Now, if they felt that concern, they should have adopted the amendment and they would have given it broader scope. Everybody would have been much happier. Our municipalities would have had much more money. We'd have been taking up our obligations under the Constitution to provide, not for 2 years, but for 3 years at least, our responsibility for the education of our children. I'm amazed that we should actually take action. We send what failing to pass is if we're really that sincere.
Senator Huber.
I'm glad that the Senator from Juneau has finally figured out what the fiscal load is on the other. Because I can use words that you couldn't come up with So I voted down the amendment.
Senator Croft.
I'm not sure that the amendment to the bill would have provided any tax relief to anybody because the bill is good only if the bill becomes law. And I think there was a substantial chance the bill was in veto if the amendment would have been adopted. Secondly, I think Senator Huber has hit the important point here, and that is that we are proposing a constitutional mandate. It is nice to be able to do it and also provide tax relief. I don't know what it means as to other areas, but at least as far as Anchorage is concerned, the average homeowner in Anchorage under this bill should receive approximately $100 tax relief on the real property taxes. That's what it means, and it's nice to be able to do that while fulfilling a constitutional mandate that we haven't really addressed until now.
Any further discussion or debate on the bill? Senator Ray. Senator Croft.
Senator Ray has said that he considers days lost in which he hasn't learned something, at least out of the 136 days, one day has been valuable.
Of course, the personal remarks were in good humor, but they're still out of order because as time goes on, the humor may be lost. We'll ask gentlemen to refrain from personal remarks as to learning and unlearning and so on and so forth, as you know, because it may get tough before it gets easier. Is there any more discussion or debate on Senate Bill 89, House Bill 89? Question? The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 89 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
Roll shows 16 yeas, 4 excused.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 89 has passed the Senate. Senator Cutlato.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 89 finance be included the roll call vote on the investigation.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 89 by the Finance Committee with an effective date has passed the Senate.
House Bill number 356 amended by Representatives Gardner, Duncan, Eliason, Freeman, Haugen, Miller, Snyder, and Specking, an act relating to the Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund. The Resources Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass with an amendment and a letter of intent. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian, Buttrevich, Meeland, and Huber. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass with the Resources Committee amendment, signing the recommendation with Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring were Senators Homan, Croft, Meelan, Tillian, and Orsini. Senator Buttrevich signed do pass with amendment by Resources and the letter of intent. Amendment number one by the Resources Committee. On page 2, lines 23 through 27, delete section 4 in its entirety and renumber.
Senator Poland. You have the floor, Senator. Is there any objection to adoption of Amendment Number 1 by the Resources Committee? Hearing no objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Poland.
The
the secretary advises. I don't believe
that we have it in the Senate supplement.
Has the letter been distributed? How long is the letter, Madam Secretary? Do you have it there? We'll ask, would the letter, I assume, Senator, you want the letter spread on the journal, and you so move? Would the Secretary read the letter of intent?
We discover it is in our Senate supplement on May 17. May 17, Senate Resources Committee letter of intent on House Bill 356 amended. Inasmuch as administration of state water resources is currently the responsibility of various departments, it is the intent of the Resources Committee in enacting the Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund, House Bill 356, that the Commissioner of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, in adopting regulations to carry out the provisions of this Act, is directed to take into account the responsibilities for water resources of the Department of Environmental Conservation under AS 4603, of the Department of Fish and Game under AS 16, and of the Department of Natural Resources under AS 4615, signed Senator Poland, Chairman, Senator Butrovich, Senator Croft, Senator Huber, Senator Tillian, Senator Meeland, and Senator Coletta.
Senator, I assume that your motion is that it be spread on the general, on the journal as a letter of intent of the whole Senate, not just of the Resource Committee. Is there any discussion or debate on that issue? Would so many as favor the spreading of the letter? Well, is there any objection to the spreading of the letter of intent as being the intent of the Senate? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President,
I move an action to consent. Excuse me, I recognize you, sir. Make your motion, sir.
Mr. President, I move an action to consent that the rules be suspended and House Bill number 356
Senator Ray.
I'm going to check just for a minute here. I'm thinking the possibility that there could be a need for an amendment. I'm looking at line 24 on page 1. It says potable water supply, including surface storage. Could a surface storage or a water supply be a good tool?
What page are you on, sir, and what line?
Page 1.
Line what, sir?
Line 24.
Oh. I think when you go swimming, you usually drink a little water that you want to or not. Senator Cotulla?
I think it could be for water storage for fire suppression, so I'm going to doubt it could be under the portable water.
Well, it said portable water supply, including surface storage and groundwater. So what I was thinking is, maybe we should just knock out the words including surface storage and for that portable water supply and groundwater sources, because then you say transmission of water from surface storage. There's a possibility that you're talking about capital construction projects, and are you talking about reservoirs? Or what are you talking about? Reservoir, if it's a swimming pool or anything else?
Well, Senator Huber. The motion has been made to move into third reading. Senator Croft?
I think that line of potable water is supplied in the present model. We're not changing that by the minute.
Is there was objection to moving into third reading? Do you remove?
It is in the present law.
Senator.
We are repealing and reenacting, but the great potable water supply is in the present statute.
Is there any other objection to moving the bill to third reading? Hearing none, it's ordered.
House Bill number 356, amended Senate, an act relating to the Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the bill? The question is, shall House Bill number 356, as amended in the Senate, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does the senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
Roll shows 17 yeas, 3 excused.
And so House Bill number 356, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 357, amended by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation for power and water projects and providing for an effective date.
Oh, Senator Sackett. Senate Standardies. Order.
The State Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be passed. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Huber and Willis. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Croft, Mielen, Tillian, Orsini, and Buttrovich.
Senator Buttrovich. Is there any objection?
I object.
There is an objection. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I realize the bill was not in good shape, and there's a big hassle with the administration on disposition of this revolving fund, or this fund. But, Mr. President, I would hope then that if we're going to put the one in for Sitka, and I think it's very important, that it'll also be remembered that there are a number of other communities in Southeast and throughout Alaska that should come next in line for this fund. And for that, I'll withdraw my objection, but I will say that they were in the other bill, and they now no longer are for a number of reasons. I think the administration and legislature should get their act together on this one. There's a big fight on the subject. That's the only reason I'm going to go along with the amendment.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, through the chair, two parts of the assembly budget that you're carrying the bill. Is the loan part of the water resources revolving loan fund, or is this a separate loan, a direct loan not connected with the water resources revolving loan fund?
Senator Buttrovich.
Mr. President, before I answer the question,
Senator will stand at ease. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that you have the consent of the Senate standing recess until 1:30.
I understand that at 1:30 there is going to be a call of the House probably on this bill. If that is the intent of anyone, we should might as well try to get the Sergeant at Arms to have the finance people here at 1:30. I don't know if that's the case or not. Well, perhaps no one knows. Hearing no objection, we will recess until 1:30. Very little. The Senate will come to order. We have before us a motion by Senator Buttrovich to adopt the House Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 357. Senator Coletta. Senator's called. Senate will stand at ease. Is there additional business that we can do until a call is satisfied? Senate will stand at ease. Our last activity. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we will still be under a call of the House. We will continue with the reading of standing committee reports.
The Finance Committee had Committee Substitute for House Bill 264, Finance Fisheries Enhancement, under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute, with the Resources Senate Committee Substitute, with an amendment, and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Croft, Mielen, Tillian, and Buttrovich. Senator Orsini signed no recommendation. 264 has no further referral.
Rules.
That's the only standing committee report.
Have you any other messages from the governor or from the other House?
We have the message from the House of May 25. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 131, amended, workman's compensation with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 131, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta. All right. Have we any other communications?
There are no other communications.
Or messages from the House?
No.
Have any standing or...
We have nothing else left but the calendar.
Nothing else except the calendar. Can we proceed to the next item on the calendar without objection? House Bill 501, is there any objection to proceeding to 501? If anybody wishes to call the House in the process of debate, they can do so. When are a call of the House, sir?
Yes.
Nothing. The call was placed on 357. The call also was placed on workman's compensation message from the House asking us to concur in the House amendments. And I'm asking now if we can proceed to the next item on our calendar, which is 501, House Bill 501. Is there any objection?
Objection.
There is objection. How about Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 45, approving certain recommendations of the Salary Commission. Is there any objection to taking that matter up at this time? There is objection? House Bill 282, amended mechanics and trailerman liens. Is there any objection to taking that matter up? All right. House Bill 295, special appropriation to the governor's office for extend TV demonstration project.
I place a call on that.
Don't worry about
it. Okay. Senate will stand at ease. The House will continue to stand at ease. Going back to our calendar, apparently there's a call placed on every item of business we have before us, or there will be a call placed. So the conference committee, I guess, will be here as long as we're in session. The business before us is the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 357. Senator Butrovich has moved the adoption of the Finance Committee Substitute.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtillo.
I had withdrawn, or I would withdraw my objection of that previous to the advance or to the adoption of the substitute. It's direct funding. I think it should be part of the revolving because I foresee a forgiveness coming in a couple of years. I think it all ought to be probably the overall state program. But I'll withdraw my objection because I think it's going to go pre-conference anyway. I support the idea.
Is there any objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute? Senator, come to order. Is there any objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill Number 357? That's Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 357 by the Finance Committee. Hearing no objection, Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 357 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation for the Green Lake Hydroelectric Project and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Huber, page 1, line 11. Delete loan on pages lines 11 and 13 and replace with the word grant.
Senator Huber?
Mr. President,
you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I object.
Senator Huber has the floor. Senator Huber? Senator Meehan.
Thank you, Senator Huber, for saying that 50 is a beautiful spot. I agree with you 100%. I hope that the people in Sitka will hear you say that. I do thank you for this amendment, taking the loan out and putting the word in the grant. But no doubt, thank you. Sitka is ready and able to pay for the loan that we're asking.
Senator Huber.
I
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered.
I have no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item as consent that the rules be suspended and sent to committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 357 to be considered in gross advance of third reading and paid for final passage.
I object.
There is objection. Senator Ray.
Just for the purpose of some kind of an explanation, we just passed the Bill 356 amended, which has a water resources revolving loan fund. And this is taken care of, as I remember, last year. At that time, the Green Lake project was part of a series or a group of projects that were included within an appropriation of some $3.5 million. If I'm not mistaken, the governor decided that this was too much money within the constraints of his own thought of what a budget should be or what the needs were, and as such cut down the 3.5, I believe it was, down to 2.5. He cut $1 million out of it. There are several projects that are being considered. Some have been approved, some are in the preliminary application site, and I wonder, God only knows it's in the need, and I'm wondering what this $1.6 million is doing outside of the water resources revolving loan fund. I think possibly there is an explanation, and I'm sure there's a good one for it. I would like to hear it, and so I could be able to support it.
Senator Meeland.
I should imagine that, like the Senator from Juneau said, the water resources appropriation last year for $3 million, which the governor finally cut to $2.5 million. The only person that has actually used any of that money so far is $450,000, but still we have $2 million left in that fund. So, in order to put it take $1.6 million and leave any money left for the rest of the project,
Yes. With the camera person, that's fine. Thank you. That's plenty.
Mr. President, Senator Ray is correct. Last year, he appropriated $2,500,000. At the present time, there are six applications before the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. Of those six applications, only CIPTA has been dispersed to them. Has been approved and dispersed because they're the ones who come up with the initial design to get approval. The others that are have applications before CIPTA for the additional funds are Petersburg for $950,000, Wrangell, Petersburg for $300,000. Ketchikan for $420,000, Kodiak for $420,000, and Peter for $520,000. And the $1.6 million is the quote-unquote second phase of the project revolving loan fund. Half of these other applications are approved, and the initial feasibility is done on these for these other communities.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I'm not arguing the point, but I was just trying to possibly guarantee that this loan assistance would be in the proper place. I do not believe the Department of Revenue is the proper place. I think it should be appropriated from the general fund to the Water Resources Revolving Fund, which has a different commissioner, the Commissioner of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. Department is the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, and I think that is a better place or a better location for this appropriation than the Department of Revenue. And I think it would be more business-like and they place the loan from the general fund, place the loan from the general fund to the possibly to the Water Resources Development Fund or whatever. Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund. I think that's where the money should be appropriated to, and then it would revolve again, and would leave that much more money in the fund for some future projects.
somebody that would disagree or perhaps come where I'm wrong, I would be more happy.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, if we could stand by these for just a second, I believe the existing law
wouldn't vote. Senator Sackett. The House, Senator Sackett has asked permission to leave the chambers to go to his office for additional backup material on the matter under discussion. Is there any objection to releasing Senator Sackett from the call of the House for that purpose?
Yes, sir. I think possibly the proper procedure is not to allow him to be released from the call of the House, but probably to be accompanied by a page.
We can do it any way we want to. Well, if you object to him going by himself, all right. Senator Sackett is free to pursue his business. The Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come to order. We have a motion to advance House Bill 357 as from a second to third reading and objection. Senator Ray. Without objection, Senator Coletta, you withdraw your motion?
Yes, I do.
Without objection, bring second reading. Senator.
Amendment number one by Senator Ray, page one, line 11, delete Department of Revenue and replace with Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund.
I would move the amendment.
Senator Ray, you have the floor, sir. Is there any objection?
I object for just a question, Mr. President. If, in fact, by doing that, through the chair of Senator Ray, aren't we setting a precedent where then, in fact, we're telling them how to administer a loan, in what amounts to make a loan? Doesn't that really border on special interest as direction then to the fund rather than the department?
Senator Sackett.
In response to Senator Flood, I do not believe so. We've done many meetings before of setting specific loans for specific projects. And I did call the Commissioner of Economic Development, and he said that they had no objection to going either way. The reason that they had introduced it is that it had been introduced by the Department of Revenue making the loan directly, but that the Commissioner of Department of Revenue felt that the Green Bay Hydroelectric Project was a very peaceful project. They could make a direct loan that could go to the economic development, but they don't object to that. I'd ask the answers.
I remove my objection.
Is there any objection to the adoption of Amendment Number 1? Hearing no objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted. Do we have any further amendments?
I have no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the rule be suspended. The Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 357 and under the Senate to consider the most advanced third reading and take the final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 357, amended Senate. An act making a special appropriation for the Green Lake Hydroelectric Project and providing for an effective date.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the bill?
Question.
Senator Meeland.
Mr. President, there is no reason to get up and keep the third reading here. We are in the second phase of a large program. We do have $450,000 that we received last October. We're going into the second phase, which will be reconstruction, design, and bunch of roads approximately 6-7 miles into the dam site.
Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Meeland?
That's the Green Lake.
Any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 357, as amended, pass the Senate. Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 357 as amended has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an action item as consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 357 amended Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, is so ordered. And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 357 as amended with an effective date has passed the Senate.
House Bill Number 501.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, at this time I would like to move an action unanimous consent that action on Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 171 be deferred one day.
Is there any objection to deferring action on Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 131 as amended workman's compensation one day? Senator Ferguson. Senate Sanities. Senator Coletta. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Ferguson. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, you know that the
Without objection, the Senate will stand in recess. Pardon? Well, I think the call was satisfied. The call was on the Green Lake. The Green Lake, if somebody wants to place a call. Senator Coletta has the floor, and Senator Coletta has asked for a 5-minute recess. Is there any objection to that? There's no hearing, no. Is that, excuse me, Senator Coletta. I did not at the time. I took it as being your intention to place a call if the matter was brought before us. I did not understand you to have placed a call at that time. But Senator Sackett, it could very well be. Do you have it down as a call being placed on that bill?
Standing.
Very well. Well, yes, I was only intending to make an inquiry as to whether or not any member intended to call if we did proceed. But the records reflect that a call was placed, and that's appropriate. Senator Sackett? Well, if he wishes to. I don't know that he wishes to. He's moved for a 5-minute recess. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Without objection, so ordered.
Hey, mine is off. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
The Senate will come back to order. Senate will come back to order. When I was running through the calendar earlier asking about trying to proceed with business while a call was placed first on the message from the House, Committee Substitute for 131, Workman's Compensation. A call was placed at that time. We attempted to move on to the next order of business, and a call was placed on that. At that time, I ran through the calendar asking if calls would be made. I did not intend the people actually make calls to the House at that time, because if you did, you'd be calling the House in advance of arriving at that point in the calendar, and nobody could leave the chambers for the whole afternoon, so to speak. So I'm going to rule that my inquiries were only inquiries as to who would any member call the House if the matter were to be taken up at this time, and that members indicated that they would, and therefore we did not take them up. we have before us, where we started that procedure was on the message from the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 131, at which time Senator Coletta did call the House.
Right.
Senator Curtula. Senator Coletta had made a motion that it be deferred until tomorrow's calendar. Senator Coletta? Is there any objection?
Objection.
There is objection. Question? The question is, shall Senator Coletta be allowed to withdraw his motion putting committee substitute for Senate Bill 131 as amended over one legislative day? Senators may vote yes would be to withdraw the would be permission to withdraw the motion. A vote no, the motion would still be before us. Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his vote? Have all senators voted? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 nay.
And so Senator Coletta's motion to put over one legislative day has failed, is withdrawn. We have before us, reverting to the position that we were when the first call was placed, was messages from the other House. The Secretary had read the message from the House concerning committee substitute for Senate Bill 131, amended workman's compensation. Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Croft.
I'd just like an explanation of the difference.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, the House took the Senate version, which I thought was fairly well drafted out, and modified the bill to make it a little more compatible to the people. We felt that it should be reduced somewhat.
Senator Curtula. Senator Huber.
President, I have a plan to say anything, but apparently this is going to be the argument that is going to be on this bill, and apparently it's going to be it. And Mr. President, this bill is not much better than it came out of the Senate, even though we don't have a chance to thoroughly absorb it and look at it. Mr. President, still takes care of the problem by cutting out the widows and the orphans. That's what it takes care of. That's where it makes it safe. Mr. President, organized labor is in the hall here, and they have lobbyists here, and they're apparent all the time. And they look out for the interest of a man who is a union member and is out working on the pipeline or wherever he may be. And they haven't lost any great amount of this amendment. The change to the bill, they haven't lost much. Mr. President, management, our businesses, they have lobbyists here. They haven't lost very much. It's a little bit, they haven't gained much here. But what was gained was taken from the widows and the orphans. That's what you made the changes. They didn't make any changes in that portion in the House amendments, the House changes. That's where it is. Maybe we should have widows and orphans here, lobby. Somebody's done it about for us, because apparently this Senate and the House too is not capable of doing it as soon as they get away from home.
What?
Senator Poland. The question is, shall the Senate concur in House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 131? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Will the Secretary take the roll?
Roll shows 13 yeas, 7 nays.
And so the Senate has concurred in House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 131. Senator Huber. I don't believe that's possible on a free conference committee report, or on a... It's not a free conference committee report.
Only a motion to rescind would be in order.
I believe that's correct, sir. It would be a motion to rescind. I declare your motion out of order. Or your notice out of order. Senator Ray. I think perhaps I'm hasty on this. Stand at ease and we'll check the rules on it. The Senate will come to order. After discussing with, I think, almost everybody in the Senate the possibilities, I'm going to rule that the motion to reconsider is out of order and that a motion to rescind would be in order. The rules, I think, are ambiguous on it. The practice in the past has been not to permit a reconsideration at this particular stage. The question is whether or not our new rules have changed it. I don't see anything definitive in our new rules which indicate that it has been changed, and therefore I'm going to make the ruling that the reconsideration motion is out of order. Senator Ray. Your motion to appeal the ruling of the chair will stand, but I do not intend to delay the proceedings further this afternoon or today for that opinion. Should it be shown that I'm in error, I'll correct it the next time around.
I respect that, sir. That's my intent.
Senator Ziegler.
question.
Well, whatever. I'm not, I don't know whatever means. I'm going to make a ruling that it's out of order. Senator Curtula?
I'm not certain giving the ruling of the chair at
40%. I think that Senator Ray appealed the ruling of the chair.
In the matter, sir, not a, I don't require a vote.
Oh, I...
All
right, I understand.
It
has been noted by the former president and some others that I think it's probably the only practical ruling.
Well, I think it is, but it's certainly ambiguous in the rules. Senator Huber. We're trying to wind this legislature up. I've made the ruling. You can appeal it if you wish. But I intend to proceed. I don't know that it'll be down here in 15 or 20 minutes or 3 hours. And I'm not sure that the ruling that whatever Mr. Barrier might come up with is any better than Senator Chance's idea or Senator Butrovich's idea or my idea. He had made a motion to reconsider that, and he's asked to be taken up at this time.
Point of order, sir.
I think it's perfectly in order.
No, I don't think you ruled that he had
Excuse me, you're absolutely right.
Rescind.
Motion to rescind would be in order. I'm sorry, you're right. Senator Huber.
I move reconsideration and ask to be taken
up. I rule your motion out of order, sir. Senator Ray.
I would move that
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. We have rescinded our action, and we have before us again in third reading concurrence with the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 131. Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Butrovich. Problem is, the motion to rescind was made. I heard no objection, and so I pounded the gavel and said, hearing no objection, the motion to rescind is granted, and we put it back in third reading, sir. I didn't know you objected to the motion. I perhaps was too fast on the gavel, but the present status of the bill is that we are in third reading. We have already rescinded our action. I heard no objection to the senator's motion to rescind. We have before us a question of concurring with the House amendments. Senator Huber. The motion is that we hold the bill one legislative day. Senator Croft. We'll stand at ease. I mistakenly stated the status of the bill as being a third reading. It is not. The question before us, is, of course, is whether or not to concur in the House amendments, as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee for Senate Bill number 131. Senator Curtula. So ordered. We'll stand in recess for approximately 10 minutes. Is that the room? All right, I'm just going to go ahead with it. have this reproduced. In the would the secretary read the last motion that was placed before us?
I think that Senator Ray moved to rescind his action in taking up the...
I think that it was after that there was one more motion, and the motion was given by Senator to hold the concurrence over the one legislative day.
You're right.
Is Madam Secretary, is that can you tell me from your records what where we are?
Senator Huber moved that message be held one legislative day, our concurrence in the workman's compensation bill.
Senator Coletta.
I'm sorry,
that Senator Huber, the status of the matter before us concerning committee substitute for 131 is that Senator Huber has moved that the matter be held over one legislative day.
And Senator Tillian objected.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, this body apparently is about to do something that I thought that it wouldn't do. And that is not to give a man a chance to read a complicated bill. I've been down the hall and I talked to my cohort from Fairbanks, I guess you could call him, a man from the other end of the hall, who is chairman of the Labor Management Committee. And he tells me that it's a bad drafted bill that they sent back. Mr. President, I've asked that the bill be held one legislative day in order to have the simple courtesy of being able to read the bill. It has been changed. I found out one of the reasons, one of the lobbyists in the hall, a few moments ago. But it boils down to another matter, apparently. Tomorrow we have two people scheduled not to be here for reasons of their own, Senator Tillian and Senator Ferguson. Now, Mr. President, there's been times in the past, I think I missed the graduation of three of my children, because I was here in the legislature and wouldn't take off. Because I figured this is what I'm supposed to be. This is the one thing I promised to my people back home that I would do to the best of my ability. Certainly, Mr. President, passing and final passage a bill that I haven't even read is a dereliction of duty. And I would ask this body to support the motion to hold one day.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Ray?
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. President. Why are we...
I don't believe that we are.
It was withdrawn, I believe.
I believe it was. I think that I ruled that my inquiries were in the nature of... All right. Would the senators wish to take their seats? The motion before us is Senator Huber's motion to hold over the concurrence with House amendments and committee substitute to Senate Bill 131 until tomorrow. All of those who wish to hold over the bill one legislative day would vote yes. Those who do not wish to hold it over would vote no. Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 7 yeas, 13 nays.
And so the motion to hold over one legislative day has failed. The motion before us is to concur in the amendments to concur in the House amendments as indicated by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 131. Is there any further discussion?
Right.
Senator Curtula.
Find out what really is the true cost of supplying this product
particular insurance, maybe other forms of insurance for the city.
Is there any further discussion? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments as represented by House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 131? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Senator Huber? Would you please vote, sir?
I'm unable to vote. I don't have the knowledge to vote.
Under the rules, sir, you're required to vote unless you're excused by a majority. I think it's a majority of the members of the House, or maybe it's unanimous.
President, I ask you to refer to your ruling as of yesterday, that that was already on the vote yesterday, to allow it to go ahead.
President, you have to wait to vote this time, so.
Senator, my ruling yesterday was that your motion was frivolous. Today it's not frivolous. Will the Secretary take the roll?
Thirteen yeas, six nays, and I guess one abstained.
And so,
point of order, Mr. President.
What's your point of order, sir? Well, there's, excuse me, sir, go ahead.
Under our rules, sir, under voting procedures, under Rule 33, Section B, every member present in the House shall vote, unless the House has special reasons for the member to abstain. And it goes on, it says, no member shall be permitted to abstain, except upon the unanimous consent of the membership. So I would say, sir, that if that did not occur, so there is no abstention, and a valid vote. Ask that the determination by the chair to membership present here voting, and if they do not vote, then they should not be in the chamber, sir.
Senator Tillian, do you write us on a point of order?
Yes, sir. I tend to believe he's correct and suggest that the sergeant is not a scrub.
Mr. President, please see you.
Senator Curtula. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, the vote has not been finalized. I interrupt and suggest that you not finalize the action on the vote and request it in the deeds.
The request has been made for an at ease. Senator Huber. Motion yesterday frivolous and out of order, sir, because it was my interpretation as to what it was.
Sir, may I if I would ask you to listen to the tape, there was no ruling, the motion was frivolous and out of order.
That was my interpretation of what you were doing, sir. There has been a request for an at ease. Senator Ray.
Has there been a determination exactly how the vote has been registered?
No, I'm going to declare, before we go into an at ease, I'm going to declare the vote. Void the vote. We will take the vote again upon coming back to order. The Senate will stand at ease.